Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. You're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
Hey.
Hey, it's Catherine.
It's Patrick Cappuccino.
And this is Seek Treatment.
A podcast about boys, sex,
getting fucking railed.
Getting fucking dated and love.
You know how I know, you know the state of my life? You know how I know what my life is all about? Someone on Instagram either followed me or liked something and their name was like, "I have my hole on Maine." And I was like, that's my community. People who put their hole on Maine are my community.
And we're so excited because we just figured out amazing news, which is that I thought that maybe people who like chose not to come to my birthday were not coming because someone else had an event that night, but we found out that was a different night and they just didn't come for no reason. So that was really cool.
There's
nothing like your 33rd birthday to make you realize, like, I literally don't have friends. Like,
no, I literally have four to six friends.
I have 3 to 5. You have, like, one more.
I think that's probably accurate. Probably one more. You know who I just saw? One of our friends. I just saw this morning is B.
Oh, I miss her. God.
You know, she's about to have a baby.
Yeah, she's about to be a mom.
Wait,
actually.
Ready for this? Guess who was just born this morning? Brian's niece.
Oh, I was never going to guess that.
Oh, his sister. his sister just gave birth.
Yeah. Wow.
And so now my hunk is an uncle. So it's he's a hunkle.
Wow.
Hunky uncle.
That's fun. Are you excited? Do you like babies? I forget.
I'm excited because Brian is so excited and emotional about it that it makes me feel very sweet and full of love.
That's fun.
Whenever he talks about it, he like starts crying. It's so fucking cute.
Cause it's like he's known his sister from jump.
due to the fact that my boyfriend has known his own sister from jump, he's getting emotional about her having a child that he's gonna know from jump.
Yeah. That's cool.
Do you care that I'm laying down?
No, I'm like so no energy. It's
I'm
so
coma.
Bad.
I'm serving coma realness today because I. Guess what I'm doing in 3 hours?
Having sex.
Flying to Latvia. Flying to Riga.
That is so LOL.
So I got back from LA yesterday, and I'm going to riga.latvia.com at 3 p.m. And I haven't packed, so I'm sitting next to a pile of... Here's a million-dollar question. How many sweaters is too many sweaters?
Two.
Oh, I have about six in the bag right now.
So
yeah, the rumors are true. I'm shooting a pilot and I'm filming. What are you doing with your mouth?
Sorry, I'm wearing this nicotine gum out.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, that's okay.
I was gonna do one of my packets, but they're like not with me in this room and I can't get up and go get them. I'm not gonna chew the gum. The story yesterday. Who was I talking about? Oh, I know. My I was telling the story the other day of when our dear and closest and only friend, Michelle Collins, came on the pod and brought, oh my God, and brought muffins and then immediately admonished me for eating one of the muffins.
I wish you would bring muffins to my house.
Remember we used to go to that space every day?
Oh my God. That was like such a specific time.
Yeah, that was like me wearing this like black Gap crew neck sweatshirt that I don't fit into anymore.
That's me wearing a Reformation dress that I don't fit into anymore. Wait, by the way.
No, and that's you wearing that peasant top that you wore like kind of every day for a year.
Yeah, I actually have since gotten rid of that top because the armpits had yellowed.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember you loved to comment on that. I was so, and it's not good or bad, but I was so thin then. And it wasn't good or bad. It wasn't good or bad. You know, I go back and forth because, like, in some ways, I literally never see you. And it would be so fun to have certain guests in the studio.
I know.
But in
know.
Some ways, it's like, it's so fucking chill that we can just do this from wherever the hell in heaven we want.
Do you know what I wish? I wish we could start off everyone, like, on Zoom. But then if it was, like,
a good vibe, annoying? We could decide.
Yeah, if it was a good vibe or even if it was a bad vibe and it's like, actually, you know what, we're gonna need to go in person to like kind of crack this person open, then you can snap your fingers and actually be in the studio.
It's like doing surgery, it's doing open heart surgery versus doing a laparoscopic. Zoom is laparoscopic surgery.
That means you like insert a camera into someone's body and like
that's what I think, but I couldn't, there's no way to be sure.
I should know from watching Grey's for 17 years of my life.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
I can't believe I watched Grey's for 17 years. At this
That's
point, I've watched.
That's actually so, so scary.
And at this point, as someone who's 33, I've officially watched Grey's for, you know, more than half of my life. Though I guess that was true last year. Well, last year was 16 years and I was 32, so it was exactly, which was kind of cool. Symmetry.
It's like, what's the. There's a math question on the SAT. It's like, what the ratio of, like, your age to how long you've watched Grey's or something.
Yeah, there's a question in there. I remember in New York, you have to take a test when you're in high school called like the Regents. And I don't know why it's called that, but it's like at the end of the year and you just take it. And like, I forget why, but teachers like jerk off all over it. Like it's a huge deal. And everyone's like, you walk into a class and a teacher's like, you're not going to be ready for the Regents. Okay.
Oh my God. What was ours called? We had one too. I'm trying to remember.
But I remember when I was like,
I was so good at school. It's crazy.
I wasn't. But when I was a freshman.
It's crazy that now I'm just laying down talking about my hole on Maine.
When I was a freshman, there was like a famous math question on the Regents that like made it into the paper. And it was like, this was a hard question. And it ended up being so hard that, like they're not counting it if you got it wrong.
What was it?
I forget. It was something where you had to like, it was something around like finding the length of like a segment AB or whatever. And it was like you ended up having to do like A squared plus B squared equals C squared, but in this really weird way. You had to like think to use it in this like weird
Pythagorean
context. Yeah.
Pythagorean.
I think my brother got it right though.
Oh, damn. Which one?
My older brother.
Lawyer. Damn. What kind of law does he practice?
Energy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind having some of that right now.
I know.
Order in the court. Can your brother give me some energy?
Can he sue someone for some energy and give it to us?
I woke up. I made myself wake up early.
My brother sue God for me for energy. So
suing God, one man show at the Bell House.
No, suing God to spank at UCB Chelsea.
Oh my God, never
it's
forget.
It's a sketch show around a case where someone actually sues God. And then there's all different sketches around the courthouse. And there's one that's like Jesus and like a paralegal. And then there's like a monologue. It's just a crazy gay stenographer.
Oh my God. Name everything is so bad.
Yeah.
Name something funny to me. What's funny to me?
Did I ever show you this piece I have? I got at Home Goods.
I adore that piece. Is that like a desk nameplate?
It's a desk nameplate and it says Boss Lady.
No, what if my hair was this short? Look at it.
I wouldn't like it.
I'd be Kate Gosselin.
You would be weird if it was that short. Why don't we name that price with us?
Yeah.
Guess how much this cost me? This desk plate, this boss lady.
Can I see the back?
Just that.
Okay. $16.95.
Ready for this? $7.99.
Oh, cheaper than I thought. Cheaper by the dozen.
But then they have this sticker that says, compare at $14. Our price $7.99. It's like, what are you talking about, Home Goods?
Compare.
Like,
yeah, literally, it's the Kit Kat conundrum.
They're saying,
bigger yes. than what?
It's like, yeah, if this was $14, that would be more. What's your point? It's $7.99.
And your point is Home Goods.
Compare it. You guys, this is $7, but compare that to if it was $14, and then tell me if you like it or not.
That it's could like, be us, but you're playing Home Goods. I feel like we haven't done the podcast in so long.
I know, it's been a second and
a
half.
Are you missing me like candy?
I'm missing you like candy. I'm
missing you like candy. Missing you like candy.
Do you know what I'll always remember?
What?
Going to my two cousins in like middle school had like their school was having a fundraiser that was like a lip syncing show and everyone was doing different songs. Mm-hmm. And one girl did Mandy Moore's Candy,
pushing such a vacuum song.
Around. And I remember, like, the host of it was this, like, mom named, like, Pam or something. And she came out and she was like, when this girl told me she wanted to do this song, I wasn't sure. But then I saw her performance and I was like, we have to let her do it. So please give it up for Ashley doing Mandy Moore Candy. And the girl just came out and, like, pushed a vacuum around and, like, lip synced it.
Missing you like candy.
Was the music video for that song, was it kind of like vacuumy? Was someone vacuuming in it?
All I remember is her like looking at a window, or maybe that was Crush. I got a crush. She had some good songs. You know, it's so funny when someone's famous like that. Is the goal just to stay famous? It seems exhausting.
I know.
Like she's now just acting.
She was like, you know, her thing was being like a little bit younger, you know what I mean, than like Britney and Christina.
Yeah, she was like their little sister with brown hair.
Yeah, but like you could tell they'd like never really met her necessarily. But I thought of her as so young, but she was like 15 and they were like 16. I literally thought of her as like 25 years younger than them.
Now but, when I think about a pop star being 16 years old, it's so unsettling in every way.
Yeah,
it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
You shouldn't be allowed to be famous till you're, like, at least 36.
You should absolutely only objectify women in their 30s. No more. Mm-hmm. You can objectify me to all around town.
Oh, but only recently. We've been able to start.
Yeah, because I finally hit the big 3-0. I feel so, like, left out lately. Like, I don't ever see anyone. I've been so COVID scared because I'm, say it with me, 1, 2, 3, shooting. So I can't destroy set by getting COVID and spraying my droplets everywhere.
Yeah,
I was in LA staying at a full like starlit hotel. Like the walls were so thin, you could tell everyone was there like to audition for something. It was starlit vibes. It was.
Wait, what is starlit? What are you talking about, starlit?
Starlit, like a girl from like Oklahoma who's like 18 and moves to LA to like be an actress.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was that. I was that.
Yeah.
But I'm 30 from New York, twice the size of that girl in question. Could eat that girl for breakfast.
You could eat the starlet for breakfast.
Whenever I'm in LA, I'm always just like accidentally walking on the highway. And I'm like, how do people even get around here?
Whenever I'm in LA, this is me. I'm like Ubering from one like general to the next. And I end up like, for some reason, being let off like on this stretch of sidewalk that I'm like, wait, this isn't like where I asked to be let off. And then I see this one 7-Eleven that I'm like, oh my God, I see that 7-Eleven every second. Like it's the same 7-Eleven.
We literally,
it happened to me 2 years in a row that I ended up on this stretch.
We lived through the golden age of general meetings. Like that will never, there will never be another New York based alternative stand up. They'll never be hauled around town in an Uber in the same way we were. Like that was. Absolutely, that was old Hollywood vibes. Like
that literally was old Hollywood.
Like we would go to 12 meetings a day, and no one would remember each other.
Yeah.
No one could even knew who you were or why they were there talking to you.
It would be, they were like, just tell me about yourself. And it'd be like, oh, my name is Pat. Like, what else do I know? What else do I know, bitch?
Oh, I'm interested in acting and writing. And they're like, cool, I can't help you with that, but I will sit here for another 45 minutes. The way I look
say,
is,
what are you working on?
The way I look isn't working for me right now, but I guess that's life.
I wish I had an idea.
Oh my god, I haven't been creative in so long, since like the 90s.
I've been really bad.
I've been creative since the 90s. Two things happened to me. One, I had a near-death experience. Almost got hit by a car walking to a pizza store. I was walking to meet my friend at a pizza store in Los Angeles. This girl was like starlet vibes. She probably fucked up on pills. Almost ran my ass over. And I knew it was bad and I wasn't overreacting because this a beautiful woman in a van pulled over and goes, oh my god, are you okay? I saw that.
Oh my god, wait, this was the woman on pills?
No, innocent bystander. She was either on pills or on her phone. Take your pick. Dealer's choice. Pick your poison. What's more damaging? What's more addictive at the end of the day?
What's more character damaging?
I was listening to this podcast about the opioid epidemic.
Oh, what did it say? Like anything?
I think I kind of already knew it. Just the basics of how like the Sackler family like destroyed the nation.
Should I get Botox, do you think?
I know. No, you definitely should not. But I want to celebrate anyone who does.
Angela has some good person in Rhode Island.
Why? You look amazing.
But like that, look at that.
That's good. That should be there. You're only going to get hotter with age. I have to panic my way through the rest of my life because I'm a woman.
couldn't be me.
I have to just like walk the fine line between being natch but getting surgery but looking natch but supporting women who get surgery but not getting surgery but hold for applause but being natch.
What was I just gonna say? Something that you said made me think. Oh my god, I went down this. There is this girl from my high school that like, first she's the kind of girl that like, from an early age has drawn on eyebrows.
Can I say something really quick about that?
Yeah.
I'll never forget. My mom was once talking about. By the way, her birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, mom! Oh, yeah. Love you. Love you so much. She once, one of my friends in like middle school. We were so young, probably like 11 or like dyed her hair or got highlights or something. And my mom said something that was like, I think, you know, she's just going to be one of those girls who experiments with that kind of thing. And I was like, okay. And I never forgot that. Like, she's one of those girls who experiments with that kind of thing.
That is such a mom thing to say.
So you knew a girl who experimented with that kind of thing.
So, yeah. But she was this girl who like, basically, like, she wasn't like, she did. I couldn't tell you if she like. I don't think she had a single friend in high school. But she also wasn't like.
So she was like us. Anyone. She was like us.
She was like yeah, exactly. And I like no one. It felt like no one even knew who she was. Like I only knew who she was because she sat across from me in theology, and I would always like watch her kind of eating her. Like, she would do this thing where she would like bring a bagel from the calf, and she would. They sold little cups of Philadelphia cream cheese,
ice cold.
So cold that it hurt your teeth. She would bring them to theology class and like, but she was, and she would dip the bagel in that, like scoop it instead of just spreading it. And
well, it's hard to spread when it's ice block vibes.
But she was like bubbly and like very confident and like, she would be like kind of like, she's the kind of person where like, randomly like a jock would be sitting in front of her and he like turned around and they would like bullshit and chat and like have fun together and I'd be like, are you guys friends? But then I'd be like, no. And then literally I would like say something to my friends. I'd be like, you know that girl? And they'd be like, who is that? And I'd be like, I know, no one knows her except for me because she sits across from me in theology. So anyways, I now follow her on every platform I can find her on. She does not follow me on any platform. She's like immensely like Republican and is like
immensely Republican.
She did the thing where it's like you want to be a so you know when you like want to be a reporter, so like you like move to like truly like Fargo,
yes,
North Dakota,
and you wake up like, in the middle of the night and just like wait for someone to put you on TV.
Yeah, she did that. And so she's just been like all over, like doing like just having the worst takes all over the country. And like, and I'm just like obsessed. She like doesn't believe in the vaccine. She like doesn't believe in any almost anything. And I'm like, and she's still drawing on eyebrows. And she's
Is she hot?
No. No, okay. She's not.
she's not feeling hot today.
She also, in addition to her, she hashtags reporter, hashtag reporter at the end of every single post, no matter what it's about. Like, it could be about a dog. It could be about the Halloween season. She will still hashtag reporter. And what I'll also say is that what I enjoyed watching over and over and over again 95 times last night was she made
a reel.
She's kind of moved out of the reporter space. Last night I did make the decision to go all the way back to the beginning of her Instagram in 2013 and be like, okay, officially, like, how did we get to where we are today?
Right.
But she, I feel like, has moved away from being a hashtag reporter, and she's more like doing like what she calls promo life. She'll hashtag promo life, and it'll be like, you know those people that's like are on like the street in Williamsburg giving you a kind bar and like wearing a kind shirt. She's kind of that, but like but she's really into it and makes like happenings. She'll do like a happening for a brand type thing.
You know who this sounds a little bit similar to my roommate from Miami.
Your roommate from Miami. No. She's nothing like that. She's worse than that.
Oh.
She posted a little clip. I'm going to send you it after this of her doing like, it was like a brand that she was going to be like one of the street team members for, like wanted videos. And so she like made the video of her in this like kind of like headband that was like autumn-y. And it was just her being like kind of talking at the camera and saying how you can tell how fun she is because of her headband. I'm going to send you it. You'll get it.
I need to see it. Yeah. It sounds like Bethany Salad vibes.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe until you see it.
I wish I could share it widely, but unfortunately I can't share it widely.
She might like that though.
No one from my high school follows her, and she doesn't follow. Like,
I feel like she, this is truly like a beautiful mind. Like,
does she exist?
Yeah. Does she exist?
Yeah.
It's just like that. Just like that. Oh, and Just Like That. Is that the name of the Sex and the City movie?
Not the movie, the series.
And Just Like That.
Not the movie, the series.
So the series, because they're doing the show with three of them.
Three of them and Callie from Grey's Anatomy. Plays a podcaster, I believe.
Oh my God, incredible. How is the writer's room going?
Oh, I'm fine. I mean, great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
It is really fun.
I was thinking about you in LA. I was like, I think he'd like living here.
I think it is so, like, every time, I mean, I do, because I have now worked with these people for, like, most of them for, you know, 2 years, and I've never met most of them.
It's crazy.
I know. I really like everyone. I have to say, I don't know if I listen, but I do really, really enjoy it. Everyone I work with is so funny, and so I would love to meet them and, like, hang out with them. And so, yeah, I don't know.
You should do a trip there, like, when you guys finish the room and you can all do have a little party or something.
I know. I do want to do a trip
there. That'd be so fun. I was just thinking about you because I was, like, first of all, when I was there, I was like, this is only confirming that I will never leave New York. But I was like, Pat would like it because he and Angelo could have like a nice little house. And every day he could go like on some beautiful run or hike. Yeah. And then he would only have to see people if he wanted to. But then, you know what I said? Yeah. I told Brian this out loud. I said, you know, he's not used to not being on the East Coast. And it would be hard for him to not be near to his family.
Yeah.
And it would be a major adjustment for my friend. Because you are, you know, since I was 17, for me, a family always means a plane, an ordeal. But for you, so casual. You on the train, so casual.
Or even Uber. I can Uber to my family.
That's such a privilege. How was your birthday? I haven't seen you.
This was the first year it officially did not feel like any sort of birth. Like, I truly, like, if you hadn't told me it was my birthday, I wouldn't have known. Even, like, you know when you wake up on your birthday and you do, like, even if you don't see another soul for the whole day, you do have this feeling inside your chest. You have a twinkle in your chest, and it's like, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
And you're kind of, like, I've done things where I've just, like, gone on a walk around alone and, like, had the twinkle and been, like, and it helps for me that my birthday's on Halloween because it's, like, I'll get the twinkle from seeing, like, a kid dressed up as fucking Waluigi or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, whatever. But this was the first year I truly didn't have the twinkle, and I was like...
So 33 is when...
You stop having the twinkle.
It's where fun goes to die.
Yeah.
I got to see your birthday twin, Patty Harrison, on her birthday.
I know.
It was so fun. I was thinking about you because Matt was there and we were talking about the couches.
Oh my God. Why were you talking about the couches?
Because we were just talking about how like we haven't seen each other in like literally 2 years and how crazy it feels and how we used to just all get to see each other all the time and how it was so fun.
Yeah. Wow.
It was really nice. It was really nice.
Isn't it crazy that you said the couches and I knew exactly the exact second you were talking about?
Yeah, but it's also so funny that he has that exact second. Yeah, yeah. He was like, it's the, you know, when we were sitting, he was literally like, remember that night we were sitting? I was like, the couches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know, a simpler time. It's just weird. Like people's dreams do come true and then you never see them.
Yeah, it is strange and interesting. It's funny because sometimes I am having a situation where like, I do feel like once in a while, like, because I work with people in LA, they'll be like, oh, so what's this, like, who are you friends with in New York? Like, those questions. And I feel like I have a disease where every time they ask me that, I literally cannot think of a single name. I'm like, yeah.
But I also think because of pandemic, like, no one sees anyone. And also now if you are working, like, doing this show, like, I can't see anyone because I don't want to get COVID and ruin my life. So I just, like, am full recluse.
It's funny. I have been thinking about that a lot lately. Like, you know, that thing of like people's dreams coming true and not seeing them as much anymore. You know what I mean?
I know.
It is an interesting little phenomenon, and it's good. It's exciting. It's cool.
I know.
But it is tricky. It feels like.
And you're part of it too. Like now you're in this writer's room every day, and this is your schedule, and like you can't.
Yeah, and you're in Latvia.
And I'm going to Latvia. I was trying to like see this. I was trying to schedule this meeting with someone, and I texted him. I was like, "I'm sorry, I actually am now going to Latvia tomorrow." And he was like, "Are you pranking me? Because like you don't want to meet?" I'm like, "No. I
do." It's very like a Charles Rogers prank.
It is full this Charles Rogers
pile,
email.
This whole pile. I'm not 1,000% sure that this, when you get to Latvia, it's not going to all be a Charles elaborate Charles Rogers.
I feel the exact same way. But we will see, especially, the other people are all flying from LA, I think. So I'm just like truly going alone. I'm flying to Stockholm.
Do you know the others in it? Like, what you do?
Yeah, well, I'm now clinically addicted to the lead girl. She is so, you would be obsessed with her. She's so fucking funny.
Oh my God.
Chelsea Fry. Wait, now I'm like, is it Frey? Okay, now she's mad at me.
I think I've heard of her.
She's so funny and cool. And she's so talented, and so, yeah, so we're playing besties. I think I can say all that, because it's...
Yeah, I think you can absolutely say that.
So she and I are going, I really like her, and we're going to have lots of Latvian bonding, and the director's amazing.
That's
so fun.
That's going to feel like summer camp.
No, I literally have been saying it's like winter camp, because it's cold there.
Oh, that's just like Bravo's show Winter House, which is a spinoff of Bravo's show called Summer House.
Does that really exist?
Yeah.
Oh, what is it skiing? Is it ski-centric?
Kind of. You know, I've only watched about one episode of it, but I think it might be good. Essentially, what they did was they took a bunch of people from Summer House, but then they also took Craig from Southern Charm.
Oh, who, love. Know, the pillows from the pillows.
The pillows and Austin. Do you know Austin?
Yeah, of course.
So Craig and Austin are there too. For some reason, everyone's desperate to fuck Austin. I'm like, am I missing? Mm. Austin's definitely the kind of guy. Austin's the kind of guy. That that straight girls find very attractive, but gay men don't.
Yeah, he's kind of like soft. He's kind of like schlubby, isn't he?
Yeah,
but
straight girls really like schlubby.
Especially Southern girls. Texas girls will marry the most hideous men. It's crazy.
You know who else?
Is that rude to say? Some of the combos I've seen are earth from my high school are. Groundbreaking, earth-shattering.
Yeah,
and like you are so fucking hot, and you are dating an absolute. What?
Wait, this reminds me of someone the other day. Yesterday, showed me.
I would never want to have sex with this person.
There was two who Austin.
You know, but I'm sure if I met.
But also, you know who else is straight girls love gay men aren't attracted, is who? Shep.
Oh, I'm so attracted to Shep.
I am not at all.
I'm just like every other straight girl.
I'm attracted to Craig, but I used to be more than I am now.
Chef is sexy. But isn't he like bad?
Yeah, I'm sure he's bad. I haven't been following.
I haven't watched that in a long time. Wow, I never thought I'd say this, but the holidays are almost upon us, and it's time to really lean in. We're talking hugs, we're talking secret family recipes, we're talking about seeing the looks on your loved ones' faces as they all unwrap their matching PJ sets at the same time. Wow, wow, wow. This year, MeUndies wants to help you bring comfort home for the holidays. This is your sign to surround your family and friends with comfort. And while you're at it, why not get a little something-something for yourself, too? I actually just got my new MeUndies socks and underwear in the mail. I am so obsessed. I know I've said this before, but they are so, so soft, so cozy. The socks are really warm without being too super thick. I'm clinically addicted. And here's what I'll say about the new MeUndies holiday vibe. With new classic plaid and holiday sweater prints, MeUndies is turning up the comfort this holiday season. Their undies, loungewear, and sleepwear are made out of soft, breathable, stretchy fabrics that are ideal for getting cozy by the fire with a cup of hot cocoa. Yes! Make the whole fam smile for once with matching PJ sets, or spoil your partner. Ooh, sexy. With plush robes and slippers. Whatever you decide, everyone will be rolling into the new year comfier than before. Available in sizes extra small through 4XL. MeUndies has a little something for everyone on your list. Looking for more inspiration? Check out their holiday gift guide for all things cozy and comfy. And the really exciting part about this is that MeUndies actually has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping right to your door. Your days of fighting for your life in the mall parking lot are over. That's right. So to get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/seek treatment. That's MeUndies.com/seek treatment. Okay. Thank God mental health has become a part of the personal, public, massive, micro, everyday conversation, because it is such an important thing to talk about. And learning to manage daily stress and anxious thoughts is something we all want, but many of us don't know where to even begin. Well, let me tell you this. Noom Mood is here to guide you to mental wellness and give you the tools you need to tackle stress so you'll feel empowered to take on whatever life throws at you. I know that I need it. I'm the only person who's had a hard year. No, this year has been absolutely difficult in such intense ways. And finding ways to cope with my anxiety that are practical and useful has been huge. And Noom Mood has been so helpful in doing that, because with Noom Mood, you'll take the journey to mental wellness one step at a time. Their guided approach teaches you the power of shifting your mindset in just a few minutes a day. With a team of dedicated coaches, you'll have a support system helping you on your journey. Since using Noom Mood, I have been much better about waiting a second before reacting to my strong emotions, letting them pass through me, feeling them physically, but not yet acting on them. And that's been very helpful. And I also love that the app is backed by science. It has lessons based on psychological principles that teach you about your relationship with stress and anxiety. Because you, honey, you're stronger than your stress. Seriously, you are in control of your mind, as crazy as it sounds, and you are able to equip yourself with knowledge and skills to guide yourself to the life you want. And truly, one size doesn't fit all. You can navigate the program at your own pace, and you'll have the support of a coach. All you need is 10 minutes a day. It's a good place to start, and it's an app, so it's there for you anytime, anywhere. I am so grateful for Noom Mood when I'm traveling, so chic, and I can't sleep, and I'm depressed and anxiosa. I have to just log into Noom Mood and get it poppin'. So worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/seek treatment. That's noom.com/seek treatment.
Wait, let me, can I go get a seltzer really fast?
Of course, of course.
Okay.
I'll talk. What have I been doing? Make sure we definitely keep this in. This is really, really good. I'm looking at my Twitter, my favorite website, seeing some amazing, intricate, hilarious joke crafting happening on the TL. You know what? I'm so happy that it's gorgeous fall. I just love New York. I love cold weather. I love fall. Oh, I'm a little, I'm a little... This is so crazy. Pat's not here and producer Allison isn't here, so I'm really just talking into the void at the moment. But we're going to keep this in because I want you to know, if you're listening to this podcast, you're driving in your car, you're walking on the treadmill, you're walking on the street, you're riding on the subway, wherever you are, just know that everyone is the same and we're all just trying our best and we're all having a bit of a hard time. And no one's life is as amazing as it looks online, and your dreams are going to come true if you just keep doing what makes you happy. And life is ideally long unless you die young, in which case that's kind of chic. Oh, but I don't want to die. This is taking Pat a long time to get seltzer. But just know that if you're listening to this, I'm going to send you so much love. Life has been so beyond. And just because people are acting a little more normal, it's like we've all been through. I'm stupid. I'm trying to say something profound. Sorry, I've been feeling so deeply uncreative. I haven't been writing. If you asked me what I've been doing, I couldn't tell you. Listening to true crime, sleeping, looking at TikTok. I just love that website. People on TikTok are so pure and creative and funny. And everyone's the same at the end of the day. Wow, he's back. He's back. He's sitting down.
Sorry.
You're fine. I really just meandered and said nothing at all. But so much.
Do you want to know what song was in my head so much yesterday, especially when I was doing the dishes?
What?
I don't know if you'll get it because we have different pop punk references.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I'm senior year freshman.
Yeah, of course.
You have to be born the same month as someone to have the exact same pop punk references as them, because that's how nuanced the scene was. But it was like, Hollywood Hills and Suburban Thrills. Hey, you, who are you kidding? I'm not like them. You know that one?
I don't know that one.
Take back everything you've ever said. You never meant a word of it. That? The Academy is.
Oh, yeah, I remember them. Brian and I went to the beach in Santa Monica last weekend, and we were like driving by Ocean Avenue, and I was like, there's a place called Ocean Avenue.
Oh, my God.
That was huge. Where the girls are hot and the boys are too. We were both so young, and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. You know what? That song, with that song, Caught a Vibe, that's like almost veering into some poppy punky.
That's definitely poppy punky.
I love it.
You know what my favorite of like that what that song makes me think of was like what I loved, and when it came on fucking Z100 or BLI, which is Long Island Z100, I would literally be so excited, which was the Spider-Man song where it was like, hope dangles on a string, like slow spinning redemption. And by your high. Me so vindicated, so captivated I am. And I heard the song.
No, vindicated. I am selfish.
I am wrong. I am shaping up somehow. I am seeing in me now the things you swear you saw yourself. That was really so good.
I believe that was in one of the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, that's why I have now said that three times.
Wow, I'm so sorry.
I introduced it as a Spider-Man song. Sorry, as you were singing it.
There's something about our musical connection. When you sing something, it sounds like different notes to me.
Oh,
vindicated.
Yeah.
I am selfish, I am wrong. Something like that. Anyway.
I am right, I swear I'm right. Swear I knew it all along.
What do you feel?
I am flawed, but I am shaping up so well. I am seeing in me now the things you swore you saw yourself. Dun, dun. Like the corners of your lips, bite them for your fingertips. Sorry. No, okay, you're mad at me?
No, I'm not at all. I was actually going to ask if you wanted to do some voicemails.
Oh, do we have access?
Yeah, Allison sent me.
Hi, Kat. Hi, Pat. okay, my question is about being friends with exes. I just moved to a new town about 2 months ago, and I was seeing a guy here for, like, 2 months before I moved here, and then, like, the whole 2 months I was here or have been here, and he ended things with me, and was just like, yeah, we'd love to be your friend, and yeah, we do have, like, a really good friendship base, so that's nice. It's definitely kind of hard to hang out with him now, not being in a relationship, but I also don't have that many friends in the town. Mm. So I'm just wondering, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think that I should engage in that friendship, or should I just kind of do my own thing? It feels so isolating, I guess, to, like, not be his friend, just because he's all I've really known here. But yeah, maybe not the healthiest. So thoughts. Help a girl out. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Love you, girl. First love of all, you, girl. What is this
so much
town?
Love to this girl. So much love to this girl in this town.
Aren't you worried about this town? I'm like, is she okay? Should we go get her out? Like, what is she? What town?
I know. Wait, sorry. Wait, what was the thing about the town again?
Just like, she just moved to a town.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, basically, this guy she was dating is the only guy she knows. I need to stop doing that. That is like,
no, I love it.
It's so
I have
stupid.
To get back to say, I'm in a place with season 4 of UK where I haven't watched it for so long that I might not fully.
Yeah, you've lost momentum. What I would say to this girl though, this chica, is that you need a little break before you can be friends again. It sounds like it's too hard.
This is my, like, thing with that, and it's more about, like, even just people who I've had crushes on who, like, now it's, like, because I don't have really any exes.
You have exes, though, in spirit.
I have exes in spirit. Merrick is a huge ex of mine in spirit. Yeah. My two exes are dating.
Your two exes are,
Are my two exes still dating?
Your two exes have been going out on dates, and your other ex is...
Who's my other ex again?
Your other ex is that guy. You have two other exes in my mind. Can I say, I'm going to say two phrases?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sweet Green and Mormon.
Oh my God, yes. Those two exes are iconic of an era.
Is Sweet Green the same as branding?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
No. Sweet Green is digital storytelling.
Yeah, that's what I meant by branding.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so anyways, what were you going to say about exes and friendship?
So I think that you have to get to a place, like, to be really, truly friends in a way that will not feel... not nag at you. It has to be the kind of thing where you have to be so truly over them where, like, if they wanted to try to, like, kiss, you'd be like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, you'd have to be like, you have to look at them like they're crazy. I'm like, what are you doing? And then, like, maybe if you felt like you, like, would ultimately hook up with them, but it's like when they first did it, like, oh God, what are you doing? That you have to say that in that exact voice.
Ew, what are you doing? We don't do that anymore. But it's not.
Yeah. Fun. Yeah, like, it's not. Like, I think that is something, and then you could truly be friends.
I think I'm picturing
alone in this Main town. I do not want this girl alone in this town for 1 second. I'm like, should we schedule an extraction?
An extraction. You're
picturing Disney's Main Street.
Whenever I hear the town, because we didn't have towns where I'm from, it's like cities are bust. So whenever she lives in the next town over, I'm like, okay, so fully it's a small world. Like,
oh, interesting. We had towns.
I know, towns is northeast. Okay, should we do another one?
Well, we didn't really help this girl.
I think what we told her was that we were being kind of flippant about the town.
Well, no, I just mean that, like, we told her that maybe don't be friends with that guy yet, but I don't know, like, yeah, but we just think you need to, like, immerse yourself in this town somehow otherwise.
Is there, like,
a league? You gotta talk about social kickball.
Social kickball.
It's so rare that I'll prescribe social kickball, but it's so rare. It's like when a doctor's like, I never prescribe this drug because it has side effects, but in this case, it's our best course of treatment. I do think our best source of treatment is social kickball, which I rarely prescribe, but
I would prescribe a combination of social kickball, like, Hinge dates, and perhaps a meetup. Meetup, have you heard of meetup?
Is that like Hinge but for just friends?
Yeah, I think it's like I don't know why I know what it is. It has something to do with my... I feel like I knew a girl who worked there when I did Mod Night, if that helps the girl in the town. yes, you can hang out with people with similar interests. So we would prescribe that.
We would prescribe that.
And then maybe when you have a new crush or when you're just like, you know, feeling a little more powerful, more in your power, as Pa would say, you can then hang out with this guy.
Yeah.
Who I don't like because he ended things with you, but...
Yeah, not crazy about this guy. All right, let's do our next one.
I'm not obsessed. Okay, let me play it. My Apple Watch keeps being like, wow, why don't you move anymore? And I'm like, because I'm tired.
Hi, girls. My name's Adam. I use they, them. And my question is probably geared more towards Pat because it's about gay shit. Okay. So you actually had met my partner, Edwin, at one of the live shows.
Yes. Oh, I remember Edwin.
Me too.
Yes.
The heck about the douches, which is probably why it hasn't been posted yet. But so my question is that my family really, really loves Edwin, which is great because Edwin is great. But I have this experience that they've been, like, historically very, very homophobic to me growing up. And since coming out 2 years ago, it hasn't been great at all. But now that they love Edwin, this acceptance has really come around. Mm. And they always say that, like, now they're standing up to the homophobic people because they love Edwin and all that stuff. And it's not that I disagree with them, because Edwin is great. I just think that I'm feeling a little bit weird that their acceptance is contingent on me being with someone else and not me being me, if that makes sense. It's because I think of my queerness as like a personhood identity, so it's who I am, not necessarily just who I'm with. I hope that makes sense. I'm wondering if I'm just seeking validation from people that will never understand and if I'm giving it too much power. Love you both. I would love to see if you had any interesting takes on this. Thank you. Bye, girl.
That makes perfect sense.
That makes complete and total sense. That would be so annoying, despite also loving Edwin. That it's tricky. Their acceptance of queerness shouldn't be based around, should be based around Edwin. And I understand the frustration. I don't have any advice more except just to validate that. That's how I would feel too, and it's like annoying. And I want to see them. I'm desperate to see your mom in like a shopping store, like a grocery store, and like hear someone be homophobic and be like, "Just so you know, I know someone named Edwin who just so happens to be gay, and I love him." But yeah, I'd feel incredibly invested since we know Edwin.
No, I know. I adore you and Edwin. And I feel like it makes so much sense that, yeah, you want to be accepted for who you are as an individual, regardless of who you're with, of course.
Right. And also it's like, it's also like, hey, you've known me my whole life and I'm queer and that wasn't enough. But now you've met Edwin and now it's like, oh, now we love queer. It's like, what are you talking about? I do think though, I do think that sometimes for people in that generation, not to like, I don't know, whatever. But like, I do think sometimes queerness is this concept that they truly don't understand. And like, because their child, they feel, you know, it's almost too, they can't contextualize it in a way that is comfortable for them, and so it makes them anxious and stressed and whatever. And then when they see it in action, like sometimes it makes them be able to relate to it. And maybe it's not so much about like, oh, we love Edwin, so much as like they're just seeing a queer relationship for the first time. They're like, oh, this is similar to what I feel for this other person. Or like, oh, I understand now that even though it seems so simple to us of like, why would that be abstract to you? Sometimes they just need to like see it in action to like have it click for them that they're like, oh, this is normal or something. Do you know what I mean? Like they...
Totally. But maybe Edwin's like a gateway drug to their... queer acceptance journey.
Your mom comes absolutely out in one calendar week.
it's a shame that people are like, you know, so fixated on whether someone's single or in a couple and not just taking them, you know,
Right.
As the individual. Sounds like y'all are on the right track.
I do think that it's frustrating. It's frustrating and like nothing excuses them, but I do think it's like sometimes with people you just have to kind of accept their limitations and be like, whatever, just so it doesn't have any power over you. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
Just because they can't give you something doesn't mean that you need to feel badly about it or something like that, if that makes any sense.
But either
it's their limitations, not yours, yeah, or whatever.
That's tough, and we're happy you and Edwin are in love.
Yeah, you don't need to like. You don't need to like feel grateful that they like love queer now. Like you don't need to feel that way. You know what I mean?
They
like,
love
you,
queer now. Okay, I have one more question. That's just a text, so I can read it. Someone's in an open relationship where one person wants to know everything and the other wants to know nothing. What do they do?
The person who wants to know everything should
get
ask.
To know everything. Yeah,
yeah, and the person who doesn't like should ask.
I know. Does that work?
Well, what? So, like, they're in an open relationship. They're having sex with other people. And the one person's like, I want to know who you have sex with. And the other person's like, I don't want to know who you have sex with.
Yeah, so I guess, like, if you and Ange were open and you'd be like, I want to know everyone you fuck. And he'd be like, don't tell me anything about your sex life.
Yeah.
How would that make you feel?
I would feel nothing around it.
Yeah, I can never decide if I want to know or not.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I think that,
I get so jealous.
What?
I get so jealous.
You get so jealous of who? Oh, like, people you're in an open relationship with.
The idea of Brian fucking anyone else makes me feel physically sick.
Yeah, it's just like...
But I didn't feel that way. I didn't feel that way.
I think just the answer to this is, like, just know neither of you were, like, weird or in the wrong... Like, you're both, like,
both
just having your
options.
Own reaction. Yeah, both valid options. And, like, I don't think anyone needs to feel weird around it. Just,
maybe
you know...
Maybe try it both ways.
Well, one person, I think, you know, you don't have to both tell everyone everything or both tell no one nothing. You can go halvesies. The person who wants to know everything can know everything, and the person who doesn't have to, I think.
I think that too.
Or do you think that's too asymmetric? Like you'll
I don't
feel
know.
Like a weird
the only
imbalance.
Way, that's the reality of the situation, so the only way you'll know is if you try.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
So try it. You might like it.
So try it. You might like it. I have to pee and pack for my trip to Latvia. So should we begin winding down?
Yeah, let's begin to wind down towards the end of the episode. Was this long enough? It was incredible. What we've done here.
It was solid gold.
What we've done here today was incredible.
It's been almost an hour.
Yeah, it's been almost an hour.
Do you feel hot today?
Yeah, I don't. I did an awful thing where I woke up at 11:50, and that's why I texted. I knew I needed, like, I just emotionally needed, like, 15 minutes.
You know, I've been
line.
Up since 7:30.
Oh, I'm jealous of that.
I don't feel good, but it's been a long day.
And so that my hair is just this shape that no one knows what to do with. Like, oh, you know what? I'm going to an event at the end of Nov.
What is it?
The Gotham Awards. Do you know about it?
No, what is it?
Some awards, but I don't know if I need, like, a tux or anything for
it. You're going because... Is it for hacks?
Yeah. Isn't that fun?
Wait, that's going to be amazing. Can we... Is it secret?
I don't know if it's secret. I don't think it's secret. Why would it be secret at the end of the day? At the end of the day...
So you have to dress up.
I can't tell if I need to, like, get a tux or something like that. Do you think?
I don't know. I've never been.
I just bought two suits from a... I just bought two suits from an older man. Did I tell you about that? I did.
No.
Anyways, I had the suits I really like. Anyways, I don't feel hot. I feel like I have to figure out what to do with my hair shape. I'm going to take a shower between this and work just so I can kind of, like, have normal hair for once in my single life. Oh, maybe I'll order my breakfast burrito I like to order sometimes before
what's
work.
In it?
Egg, bacon, chorizo, jalapeno, pepper jack cheese, and then I get a side of chipotle mayo. It's heaven on earth.
Wow, that sounds really good.
Do you feel hot today?
No.
I've been loving my Strava community.
My stomach hurts.
Every time we mention Strava on the app, on the pod, people come on and follow. I love it.
Oh, I love my Strava community.
Yeah,
but
I loved your one about having to poop.
Well, I literally, my stomach's been doing weird things, so I went in a lair, and I just jogged around for a mile, and it got everything moving.
I love to hear that.
Yeah, it was great. I hope I can Strava from Latvia.
I'm sure you can Strava from Latvia. That'll be so fun.
I know. I'm
that
excited.
That almost rhymes. Strava from Latvia.
It's cold and rainy there, but c'est la vie, c'est la vue.
It's like a spinoff of Emily in Paris. Strava in Latvia.
Crush of the week. Let me think.
Oh my God. I've definitely been having them. You know, have I told you about my obsession and sickness with Australian Survivor?
No.
Oh my God. I've watched 3 seasons of Australian Survivor, and they're all like 25 episodes. It's so much better than US. It's not even funny.
Wow. Survivor really doesn't do anything for me.
They start with 2 tribes of 12. And it's 50 days long. It's just, it's so much better. US is like so annoying. Like Jeff Probst is fully like trying to ruin everything. And he's like, I'm always like, are you on meth with him? Like, whatever. No one believe that. I'm just kidding. I'm just like saying, like,
he has two a great energy. I have two crushes.
What's your crushes?
One, Jennifer Aniston in the morning show. I love her.
Oh, I want to watch that.
It's so good. I love it.
I heard there was a crazy, crazy, crazy episode recently.
Everything about it is crazy, crazy, crazy.
With Steve Carell, as I call him.
Yeah, he's so good. Everyone's good. I heard
there was a ridiculous, ridiculous bottle episode.
Interesting. I mean, the whole thing is so... the episode's blended
together. Car. Are you up to date?
I am up to date. Which part?
Car, slow dancing.
Oh, when Jennifer goes to Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is insane. Everything about it's insane, and there's a few people in it who are really bad, but it's really fun to watch. My other crush of the week is, I never knew this, but I'm obsessed with getting Subway sandwiches on Postmates delivered to my hotel room in Burbank. Oh my God,
that sounds incredible.
Okay, it's so fucking... Subway's is really good.
I was at my family's house just this recently. I was having Wendy's Postmated. And at one point, like, our lunch break was late, so they just opened the door. My mom saw it, and she was like, Patrick, you have Wendy's delivered. What are our neighbors going to think?
It's such a mom thing to be like... Yeah,
Wendy's
it is
delivered.
Wendy, like, it is shame on the family.
Yeah,
it brings shame upon your family's name. Like, my eldest son, the TV writer, is having square shaped burgers delivered to my doorstep.
No, you know I got crispy chicken.
It'll be so fun. You get to go to an event. I'm like, can I come? When is it?
Yeah, November 30th, I think.
Car. That's chic. I'm going to Houston for the Thanksgiving weekend.
What was I going to say? Oh, that'll be fun.
I know.
Wait, we have to go to Colorado.
I know. I'm going for Christmas.
Oh my God, that's fun.
I know. But, I have to get back in my skiing.
My crush of the week is the host of Australian Survivor, whose name I think is Luke or something. And my other crush of the week is this person who's on this current season named Emmett, who's very, very attractive.
Emmett's a hot name ever since Legally Blonde.
Oh my God, yeah.
So fucking good. I forgot
completely about that. Oh, you know what I saw and absolutely loved? And people aren't giving it, like, enough due. Halloween Kills was incredible.
Oh, that's the Jamie Lee.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, wait, I think that's everything.
Are you mad at me?
Not at all.
Oh, good.
Were you mad at me when I was like, I want to see you more in person?
No, not at all. I want to see you more in person.
I know. When I get back. I want you and Ange to come over to my new apartment.
Wait, you're in Billy's now.
I moved into Billy's. It's so much bigger. It's heaven.
Someone asked me the other day if you and your sexual partner were going to move in together. And he said, with all the flip-flopping she's doing with her brother's apartment right now, I have no idea.
Our plan was to move in when Billy comes back, but I don't know anymore because I love living alone, and also I love living in the West Village, and it's...
Yeah,
everywhere that we can afford in the West Village is kind of too small to live with two people.
I mean, if you guys could live in Billy's apartment, that would be perfect.
I know, but now Billy has this weird claim over it. He's being so weird and random. By the way, people in LA, I just got my tickets, but my brother's in the national tour of the band's Visit musical. It's an amazing musical. It won the Tony in 2018, and they're playing in LA at the Dolby Theater in December. Get your tickets. I'm going December 18th and 19th if you want to see me there in the audience crying. That's all. Okay. Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, Latvia.
Live, laugh, Latvia.
Bye.
Bye. Seek treatment if you're boring.